My question is, what would be the unwise person compared to?
They cannot understand.
Like the person who has no idea how to make tools or build a house.
Oh, who wouldn't even bother to.
Just doesn't they, know this.
Yeah, they cannot know how to
don't know how to cook for themselves, mm-hmm. don't know how to earn a living, perhaps.
You know, you say, begin again. Begin
yes,
it. Now. What is, begin what?
Begin to understand reality at this moment.
Easy.
Now it's again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now it's begin again.
So it doesn't matter that we've had weeks of feeling yucky about everything. It doesn't matter. Just begin again.
From where?
Now.
Begin again.
It's from
gone.
Moment.
Gone. That's really comforting, isn't it? Really? Just begin again.
So that's the benefits of walking.
Chongkrong.
In Pali, Changkama.
Changkama.
In Thai, Dern.
Sit cross-legged forever, you may feel very tired or go to sleep, so it's just saying no obstacles by changing posture and getting exercise. That's how I understood.
What is thinking in
chitta.
Terms of chitta?
Is, chitta thinks.
I think because vitaka, vichara, sanya, is in all chittas, the vitaka, vichara is except the 10 sense dual chittas. So we can't just pinpoint
vitaka
and
thinks.
Vichara.
Yeah, vitaka thinks.
Are you asking about thinking or asking about vitaka?
Thinking.
Vitaka.
What we call thinking,
yeah.
Which is just a kind of mental activity.
Right. In the end, what's thinking?
Well, this is it. I mean, in the Abhidhamma, there is no class of jitta that's thinking, is there? This is a conception,
yeah.
A manner of speech that we have. Just like remembering, or deciding, making decisions, making choices, thinking.
What jitta thinks?
Many. Most jitta thinks.
Kusala thinks.
Also thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
akusala thinks.
Yes.
Because seeing cannot think,
no.
Hearing cannot think. So, while one is thinking, it is the kusala citta or akusala citta which think. For arahata, kriya citta thinks.
So it's the javanas.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about thinking, we shouldn't be stressing just on vitaka, vichara.
Which accompany kusala and akusala, which is thinking at
right.
That time.
We should be saying that vitaka and vichara is doing certain functions.
Yes.
But it is not.
Yeah.
Not just vitaka,
yeah, it's.
But the function as vitaka is thinking, while the function of pasa is not thinking. But since citta is the chief of all jetasikas, we simply say citta thinks. But actually, citta is that faculty which can only experience an object.
Right.
That's
yeah,
all.
So.
Citta itself cannot think without vitaka.
So is
or
the
other jetasikas.
Is the fourth jhana where there is no vitaka and vichara is the citta thinking?
What is thinking in jhana? Because it's different from kama vachara. Because we have to classify different level of thinking. For example, the chakku vinyana cannot think, panchatuvara vachana cannot think, sampatichana santirana cannot think.
Mm-hmm.
But what thinks?
Kusla akusla. Kriya.
Before that, the first mind process must be manotvara vachana citta. But manotvara vachana citta just can perform only thinking. And after that, kusala and kusala has the same object as manotvara vachana. But it thinks 7 moments, while manotvara vachana just think 1 moment. Without manotvara vachana, kusala and akusala cannot arise. It cannot think by itself. But after manotvara vachana thinks, then after that, kusala citta follows the same object with wholesome
object. So in the case of kama vachara, the manotvara vachana citta is definitely accompanied with vitaka and vichara. But in jhanas, there's no vitaka and vichara.
You have to know why. And the object too, before having the absorption concentration as jhana, one has to know the different kind of thinking. Because usually, after seeing, there is thinking, right? but thinking of shape and form as person and things, and it conditioned like or dislike, kusala and akusala. But since that person who has ability to develop jhana knows the danger of thinking about the shape and form like usual, because it will bring only akusala more than kusala, there can be attachment in the day a lot. And since after seeing and hearing all these experiences, citta is usually unwholesome. That's why they know how to develop kusala, which is away from thinking about these things. So they have their object, which kusala citta can develop more and more, until the citta is so calm by having many processes of kusala citta arising. No think about sense door or sensuous object at all. So they know, they understand the moment when citta is more kusala and more calm until the jhana arises. So the thinking which we use, vitakka cetasika, does not think about sensuous object at all, but it touches the object of jhana. So it's different kind of thinking.
So in jhana, in the period of four jhanas, definitely it's not thinking in the usual thinking. But I was wondering if it could still be classified as thinking.
Certainly.
And if that is so, then...
Because we use the term thinking, but actually it's the vitakka cetasika that it's very difficult to translate. Touching the object.
Right. So... what we usually use thinking for is actually vitakka, right? So we have to redefine and
separate the two. Thinking and vitakka,
right.
Functional.
Right.
Conventionally, we wouldn't refer to jhana as thinking, would we? Because normally we talk about thinking, we mean the mind is taking different objects, it is a discursive kind of thing. Or even if we talk about the thinking that follows the sense door experience, if we see the table or people, immediately stories are going on, it's a Nancy, it's a recognition and so forth. So that kind of thinking, so many different moments, and it's all generated by attachment.
You would say it's by being more aware of seeing a visible object. This in itself is a condition for there to be less being carried away with all the stories, or more conditions for Paramattha Dharmas themselves to appear.
And also, since we take seeing for self, I see, and that is wrong view. Because actually it's just a moment of citta which sees. Without seeing, there's no story about what is seen.
In that case, there's wrong view a lot of the time then. Because I would say that most of the day seeing is taken for self.
No, I think that we like what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, if there is no wrong view, there is no wrong view arising.
There's thinking, but not necessarily.
Attachment. Mm-hmm. You say on because it's important, because otherwise there's wrong idea of seeing as being my seeing, but can't one say the same about attachment or anger or any other Paramattha Dharma? So why emphasize the seeing invisible object rather than mind or objects?
Yeah. In the day, when we do not fall asleep, there is seeing many, many times all day. We can say all day. And we don't know about it. So it's avicca, not right understanding.
That's true.
But you could say there's even more mind or process without it knowing anything. Mm-hmm. There was one seeing process and then... many, many mind or processes.
That's why no selection at all when it is a tipatthana. No selection. Whatever is the object and there is avicca, not knowing the true nature of that characteristic of that reality, we should develop right understanding in order to become detached from wrong view.
We know that to become enlightened there has to be awareness of realities appearing through six doorways. What about at stages of insight? Can one also say it has to be awareness through six doorways? Because some people think, oh, just maybe more awareness of body, sense objects, or idol object or something. So can one say, has to, even from the beginning, be awareness through six doorways?
What's the objective of developing understanding?
To be detached.
To understand.
To understand.
What?
What appears.
Everything or just one or two things?
The main objective isn't to be aware of seeing, hearing, smelling. The main objective is to understand the intrinsic nature and characteristic of those experiences, that is, impermanent, not self, and suffering. Ultimately, that's the name of the game. It's
actually,
not the individual.
When people stress the three characteristics at the exclusion of knowing, seeing, and hearing, it seems that's where self comes in.
But not at the exclusion. No one's saying at the exclusion. That's part of the game. But the end game is to understand the three characteristics. It's to understand the nature of mind and body. It's not... To understand the nature of mind and body, obviously you've got to be aware of mind and body. But at the end of the day, that's the main game, is the nature of mind and body. That's
right, but for most...
This is an old Indian argument. this was one of the great splits in some of the schools.
Can I say
that
both are right? Because you say that the purpose is to understand, but without knowing the moment when awareness arises and moment without awareness, how can right understanding develop?
Putujana, who doesn't know Nama and Rupa and thinks that he must understand the Tilakana, and
but
it will lead to...
How?
That's it. How?
The point is that there is awareness of mind and body, but the end game is always the nature of mind and body. And we say that citta seekers are not self because they come and they go, and we have many citta seekers. And vijnana in itself is coloured by citta seekers, but I don't quite understand the nature of vijnana. You always say it's the chief experiencer or something like that. I think that's a term that you use. That doesn't tell me very much. We have to work on that a little bit more. Because, again, one of the main discussions in Buddhism from way back is that it depends on how you look at vijnana, but some people can not say it's a self, but say that it has some substance, a little bit more substance. Unless we understand the nature of vijnana, people can get confused with vijnana. As to vijnana, this is where in some of the schools of Buddhism, they talk about Buddha nature. This is where they get it from the vijnana, thinking that in that vijnana there's some essence there. So how would you talk about vijnana? How would you explain vijnana?
Do we have to use any term
vijnana
in English, in Thai? But if we talk about the characteristic of a reality, which is so real right now, because there is seeing, we don't have to call it seeing, but it now sees. So that which sees is real. So it's a reality, which doesn't have shape, no form at all. Whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. And when it experiences the object through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, then we know the object of the citta which experiences it. For example, right now, whisper object is appearing. But if there is no citta, even there is whisper object, the whisper object cannot appear. So we can see that that which can experience an object is what we call vijnana or citta, or we don't have to call it anything if we know that characteristic is that it's not self, because it arises and it falls away. And that is it.
So it's the chief experiencer.
Yeah.
And then the way we relate to that experience are the citta seekers.
Yes, because citta is that faculty which just experiences an object, that's all. Mm. It cannot like, it cannot dislike, it cannot remember, it cannot be wholesome or unwholesome.
This is where the arguments then came in later schools of Buddhism, because they would say, look, vijnana then doesn't have any of these qualities. In itself, it doesn't have greed, hatred, delusion. They're
it's
separate,
pure.
Basically, yeah. So I don't want to use that word, but it's a sense
pandara,
of...
Pandara.
So it's a similar term.
Yeah.
That's a similar term. Yeah, it's
interesting. Pandara, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It's not tarnished.
It's not tarnished. But its nature is, of course, still
impermanent.
No one disputes that, but it's interesting.
It's not coloured, it's not reflected.
Mm. So we could say that Buddha nature is conditioned by the chetasikas.
Well, I don't want to get into the Buddha nature thing. No. I don't want to start that because things will get turned around where I'm the defender of Buddha nature.
So just to clarify, in the Pali canon, we have a word, pandara, which means clear, and all cheetahs, even akusala cheetahs, are pandaram, clear or pure, because it's the chetasikas that do the defiling. But the verse that is always picked up by later schools is the one from Anguttara 1 about pabhasaram, luminous cheetah. Before we had a discussion about how pabhasaram and pandaram are not the same, because looking at how they're used in the Pali canon, pandaram, pure or clear, refers to all cheetahs, whereas pabhasaram only is ever used to refer to wholesome cheetahs or vipaka cheetahs that have wholesome roots like bawanga cheetah. But you never have pabhasaram used in the context of akusala cheetahs. And then in some contexts, pabhasaram is used to refer to nibbana, the luminous, you know, vijnanam pabhasaram. But what I was looking at recently is in the sub-commentary note to that pabhasaram sutta, where it actually suggests the luminous quality, the pabhasaram, is actually referring to the rupas conditioned by the cheetahs. So we say, okay, it's a luminous mind, this is how it's translated, but actually it's a bit like saying it's a noisy bed. It's actually the person in the bed, or here it's actually the rupa that is pabhasaram. Did you have any comments on this?
How do you see the luminous, this part luminous?
Yes, I think that sometimes one can be misled by concept, because we are used to understand the word luminous like this. And when it's in Tipitaka, can we know the real meaning of it? Because the rupa is not nama at all. But rupa can be luminous, see, the same word, but rupa cannot be nama. That's why we must understand the meaning of luminous in Pali, or this is in English, but same word translated from Pali. For nama and rupa must be different. Otherwise, we'll mix all up.
But what is meant by luminous of the mind?
I think that if we don't mind about the term or the concept, but we understand the characteristic of citta, which is different from cetasika, right?
But this is the problem when I started. Over many years, we've only had a number of hints at the nature of vijnana. Only a couple of hints, like it's the chief experience, that separate chief experience. But now all of a sudden, we have other words here, like it's clear. I haven't actually read this in the Pali. It's luminous. I have heard that it was in there, but I actually haven't read it, but I've heard it's in it. The word luminous and clear. This gives us some indication of the nature of vijnana. It helps us to understand vijnana better, which I think we can understand anger to some degree. Let's face it, we know what anger, we know what love, we know the characteristic of compassion. But vijnana is a little bit, it's not as clear.
Different from anger, for sure.
Yes.
Without vijnana, can there be anger by itself alone? Anger alone? Without citta? Impossible. Because there must be citta which experience, it knows, it's so clear in experiencing an object that anger arises and get angry by having such object.
So vijnana experiences the object.
Right. And cetasika accompanies and perform their own functions.
So you're saying there couldn't be anger if there wasn't the experience of the object,
right,
which is the consciousness vijnana.
Yeah.
Is vijnana more hard to
understand? Different, because moha is cetasika.
No, is it more hard to understand?
More difficult.
More difficult.
I thought you said more.
I think that it depends, because now we're talking about nama and rupa, while the characteristic of nama and rupa is not manifested to panya as it is yet.
Right, no, because what we do experience is the insight that we recognize kosa and all. These are what manifests.
No, we just call according to what we
mean. But still there is some visesa lakana to.
And excuse me, what about seeing? Is it not as clear
but
as
but
anger?
I was coming to that. Would we understand the nature of vijnana when we understand the five sense door cognitions more? Then we know that basic consciousness to which it's being referred to as luminous. would we come to that understanding when we understand all the six doors more and more?
With our theoretical knowledge, can we know the difference between citta and cetasika without intellectual understanding?